Hello, welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here my best friend. I have here Kali. And yeah, she's here with us today and we'll talk about her journey. Hello.
Hi guys! Oh my God! I was really excited to come kasi nga, like Issa said, she's one of my closest friends talaga. We've known each other for what? Kailan ba? We first met grade 9 ba?
Grade
Siguro
9.
four or five. Oh my gosh! Ang tagal
Nga.
na! But
Yun.
yeah, I love Issa. And this is her podcast. Super proud of her. You guys should
Ah,
definitely
thank you.
listen.
Ayun, so it's her first time in the show, kaya I'll give you the time to introduce yourself first. Go ahead. Ano ba
Sige.
ginagawa mo ngayon? And how are you?
So,
Ayun.
I'm good, I guess. I mean, we just graduated. Congrats to us and to our fellow graduates. Parang ngayon, I'm not doing as much. But I mean, I guess, ano ba yan? Not as much. But I have a business if you guys want. I'm selling locally made products, Cava brand on IG and Facebook. And also, I don't know, I've just been reading a lot. Parang I've been relaxing for some reason. Parang hindi ako sanay. I don't know if you feel the same way, pero
Nga.
alam mo yung, I was like waiting for school all the time. Parang lagi na lang ako nakaabang for like assignments and stuff. Tapos ngayon biglang wala na. It's so weird. But yun, parang laying low lang, I guess.
No, I feel the same way. Na parang hindi na tayo naghihintay for an email galing sa Google Classroom. Parang it's so weird. Tapos ang tagal pa ng college. October, August, not sure. Parang tatagal pa. And yeah, you mentioned nga yung business mo right now, which is growing. And I'm so proud of you for that. And ayun, we'll talk about that later. Pero I just want to ask, kasi the process or yung journey mo before that. Kasi do you know when I first met you, as in I really didn't know like your background. As in I didn't know na your mom was an actress. I didn't know sikat pala siya. Parang I only knew that like nung nakilala na kita. And actually I'm super happy na nakilala kita na I really didn't know you yet. Parang I can see the friendship talaga na parang I know you not because sikat ka. I knew you kasi, yeah, naging friends tayo and really got to know each other. Pero ayun nga, I want to know yung process mo, yung journey mo before yung quote-unquote sumikat ka. So, paano ba yun for you?
I mean, ano ba yan? You know what? I sometimes kaya I wonder why people even like follow me or anything. Kasi as in before, parang may mga I can't say it. I don't, yung mga ano, yung mga super random lang yung pinopost, like you know those Facebook memes. Ganun yung account ko dati. Like I didn't even post about myself. I was posting like stuff about One Direction. Like mga I swear it was so random. Tapos biglang I started getting followers and stuff, and I was like, oh nga pala kasi. Because, like, mom, like, she was talaga, ever since, like, she started working, she was, like, 13 ata. Tapos, ever since ang nun, you know, like, how people grow naman talaga, like, naturally. But, ma, talaga, like, you could tell she was growing, like, exponentially, especially in her career. Tapos, yung mga time na yun, syempre, I was affiliated with her. So, she's my mother. And, so, yun, parang, I mean, I guess I was everything at an early age. Kasi I did like I remember my commercial. I'm pretty sure it was Johnson's and Johnson's, the cologne. Yung baby cologne na we shot in like Echo Park, tas there were like flowers everywhere. Tas yun, as in like I remember being so exposed to it at the time na at such a young age. Na nasanay lang ako, I guess. And you know those I get asked about how I coped with parang being known as Dimples Romana's daughter this whole time. And I guess, you know, it's not I should be ashamed of it kasi, you know, it gave me opportunities like for work and like earn money, tsaka yun, parang with it, yung Dimples Romana's daughter thing, it came a lot of opportunities. So, you know, I just learned to appreciate it and not really take it personally. Because if that's how they know me by, then let them know me by that name. Because at least they know me.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, but
I
shouldn't really complain about it. So, yun.
Oo nga. Totoo nga. There's...
Sabi kong sinabi.
Hindi, pero true naman yung sabi mo, opportunity din siya. Pero, I mean, there's always a side na it sucks na they knew me that way. Like, I wanna be known as Kali Ami and not Dimple Romana's daughter. Pero, I mean, it's not a bad thing din naman. I mean, she's your mom. So, ayun. So, talking about your business, which is growing right now. Ayun nga, I'm super proud of you of that.
Yeah.
And I know you've worked hard.
Thank you.
So, ayun, talking about your journey naman with building your business. So, how did it all come along? Paano mo siya pinlan? Yung preparations mo? Paano ba?
It started like, I guess I had this parang whole side of me na super entrepreneurial. Like, I don't even know how I ended up in STEM. I should have been ABM.
Oh, like, nga,
with
our
other friends in the farm.
Oh, nga, no, that's, I was actually curious. Bakit kaya hindi siya nag-ABM?
No, I guess because what came as a bigger factor was that I liked science for some reason. I enjoyed it talaga. Parang no matter how hard it is, it's like, parang I enjoy it lang talaga. And also considering the fact that I wanted to be a pilot. I mean, wala namang masyadong business doon. Mostly math and science center lang. So, yun. What was I saying? Oh my God, yun. So, yun. There's a side of me talaga na super entrepreneurial. Kasi nga, diba, si Ma and si Dad, you know them naman. Like, they have so many businesses and investments that I can't really keep track of. But yun talaga, ever since, I was this really entrepreneurial kind of girl, I guess. And parang I've been doing like little sidelines, gets mo naman. Like I had work, like gigs or like mga, yun, yung mga commercials and stuff. This, I was also selling like cupcakes and stuff. Tapos, I guess just now, that we're getting older. Oh my God, Isa, we're getting older.
Grabe, getting older.
I mean, we're young adults. Yun naman yun. I mean, ayun, I just wanted parang something of my own. I think what also, it also happened because of yun nga, yung being Dimple Sumana's daughter. Parang it's my debut. Ganun. Parang making my own name. Gets mo ba? Parang, because I was really into fashion and stuff. And I was like, because then I had a lot of free time pa. I was like, I just finished like high school. Na first year of high school ata. Like mga grade 7 or 8. Or 9 pala. Ano ba yung grade 9? It was grade 9. And then I wasn't doing anything. I was like super lazy then. I was just like reading books and then wala na. Yun lang. Like wake up, eat, shower, read books, go back to sleep. This, yun, parang, I was like, well, I have money, so why not invest in myself, I guess, in the abilities that I have and actually use it. So yun, I started parang brainstorming, I guess. I had help from a lot of people, and then now, it's born. My baby is born, Kala Brand. And you know what? I really enjoy it talaga. Parang it's so fun. Failing and then succeeding and then learning. So I guess yun, it started that way. I think, well, main point is, you know, I went through a lot of stuff, both good and bad. And in the end though, I still got there. So a little motivational segment for everyone. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's always gonna pay off in the end as long as you keep working hard.
Yeah, that's right. And wait lang, you mentioned kasi yung parents mo, they're on the business side then. Like, may pressure ba on your side? Or parang hindi naman kasi they're your parents? Or do you still somewhat feel pressured from them?
I mean, I'm Well, Isa, you know me naman, parang self-inflicted yung pressure. I mean, kasi Isa and I go to the same school. I mean, that's how we met. And I guess my whole friend group knows naman na I take my academics very seriously. But it's not even like, diba? Parang it's not even something that my parents, you know, parang they don't go out of their way to pressure me like that, I guess. I mean, of course, they remind me like, you know, do good in school. Not everyone has the privilege of attending a school and receiving education, especially at such a nice school. And, you know, I think it's more of my mindset, I guess, na parang mas, I'm just trying to be appreciative. And, yun, parang, I don't know, I guess it was just super ingrained in me to, like, at such a young age to, kasi, like sila ma and dad, you know, we didn't have as much before as we did now. So parang, I guess parang subconscious na lang siya to always try to do good, to parang repay my parents, I guess. Yun for me.
Yeah, ayun nga, that's true. Parang that's really your personality then. Na, I see naman that you don't get any, parang they're not the pushy parents, pero I see na it's in you na, I have to do good, I have to work well. Kasi, it's not because of the pressure, it's because, you know, parang I want to repay my parents, I want to really do good for my future na din.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And, you mentioned then na, you had a passion for fashion. And, when did you realize yung passion na to for, you know, modeling, yung mga fashion and all? Kailan mo siya na-realize and why did you continue to, you know, work hard with that passion?
Well, I don't know if you could tell when we first met, but I wasn't as parang out there as I was before. As in before talaga, I was like super, super shy. I wouldn't even talk to people. Yeah. On my own accord, I guess. But, like, I'm naturally a very quiet person. And parang, sometimes, I won't really go up to you if you don't go up to me first. Because I feel like, I don't know, parang I was super shy talaga before. Tapos, at least ngayon, I am better na. And, yun, I think, you know, one of the first times that I actually realized that, well, the first time siguro was when I became more exposed to sa showbiz ni Ma. Kasi yun talaga, as in like, you know, lights, cameras, tas pala, like outfit, styling, tas yung mga ganun. And I guess it was just, because if you met like, especially people from her industry talaga, like you'd love them. And it's such a fun, you know, because I mean, entertainment's like such a demanding industry. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize that na what goes behind like those like 30-second scenes that you see on TV. And it's like, it actually takes like, what, like 10 hours to shoot that or something on top of like getting whatever talents are ready for it. It's yung ganun. And I think I just fell in love, I guess, with, I don't know, yun. Yun, yung showbiz talaga. And then the other time siguro, the time I really went, like, got out there was the first time kami mag-shoot ni Ate Shaira. Because as in, like, that was around the time that I actually started agreeing to having myself shot. Kasi, like, I didn't know how to pose before and at least I'm getting better now. And, like, before talaga, I wouldn't even go in front of a camera. Like, I would hide my face or something. Because, you know, I had insecurities. I do. I still have. And that's normal. But I guess I just told myself to, you know, work with it. Because it's part of my body, I guess. This, like, parang, and thinking of the future, it's, like, something that I really want to pursue talaga. And I won't get there if I don't start somewhere. So, yun talaga, at like, during those times, that was like 2019 ata, I started shooting with Ate Shaira and then I started enjoying it and then I started doing it so much more often. I used see my like Instagram feed and it's just all Spiraluna because we're always shooting and stuff. So yun, I guess it just started there. Working with myself talaga, yun lang yun.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, I've seen that growth. Yun nga, I met you medyo shy-shy pa and then right now, parang wow, I never expected you to be like this. You're super confident. You're just out there and you're doing really great compared to when I first met you. Parang, I just really didn't know you before talaga. And right now, kaya right now, I'm just surprised na ano. And, ayun nga, I just want to know yung journey mo. How did, may mga challenges ka ba? Of course, may challenges and struggles. And do you have anything to share na coming up with this business, any struggle, any challenges along your way? Commercial break in 3, 2, 1. A big shout out to Pedaliver. The Filipina Journey is partnered up with Pedaliver, a delivery app that uses bikes. They're eco-friendly and they offer the lowest rates. So, download the Pedaliver app now, available in the App Store and Google Play. And don't forget to use the code Filipina to get 15 pesos off your delivery. Okay, back to the episode.
Yeah, I guess with my age, because we're like 16, 17, 18, 19, there were a lot of people who didn't take me seriously. Like I've said it before, so many times, a lot of interviews that a lot of people turned me down just because they found out I was like 16 then. And I was like, okay, well, I understand naman, you know, they're like big companies with like large quantities of stuff. And I understand, but they don't want to cater to someone that they aren't really confident in. I mean, like, I can't control that naman. But, you know, I just wish that some people would have taken a chance on, you know, because, like, I feel like it's because of my mom talaga. She and my dad, parang they always say this thing. They always say to invest in people. Because, like, you know, it's one of the biggest investments that you can make. And I guess I wish that some people invested in me. I mean, I'm doing good now. I mean, look at me. Ganun, ganun. But, yun lang. I guess for people who are as young as me starting a business, especially during this time na pandemia, you know, it's so cliche, but really just don't give up. Like, don't get disheartened. Parang, I knew nothing about business at all before going into this. I mean, I learned a little, but not like the really technical side. So parang, I just wanna say na don't take anything personal, I guess. Kasi these are people who are doing these kinds of stuff for a living. So we have to understand that also. But we'll get there and there's always a way for us to get there. So I guess just keep trying. There's always something that's meant for you out there and you'll find it and it will help you get to where you want to be.
Wow. Sabihin mo, Kali. It's their loss, oh, di ba? No, pero pero true naman. I like that experience of yours. And parang narinig ko na din yung story mo about that. And yun nga, investing in people. Yeah. That's why, ayun, you know, parang tayong dalawa, we have, I mean, konti lang yung friends natin, pero the friends talaga, it's quality. Ako parang, yeah. I have two barkadas lang na I really treat as real friends talaga. And ayun, you guys are part of it. Kaya nga, ayun, totoo yung sabi mo, you really have to invest in people and good friends, quality friends to have talaga the support system around you. And Gali, I just want to ask, like, how do you see yourself siguro in the next 5 years? How do you see this business of yours in the future?
Oh my God.
Like, do you plan on continuing? Of course, right now, you're just starting, of course, the hustle is there. Pero siguro in the next 5 years, 10 years, how do you see your business growing?
Well, yun nga, of course, I want to continue it. And I really, like, want to bring this outside of the country. You know, I know, like, I want nationwide talaga and, like, international. Kasi I feel like you know, we're not the only ones naman na, for example, yung rattan, that's like a hand-woven thing. And weaving isn't something that's unique to our country lang naman. Like, France has it. Or, basta like, Europe, lots of places in Europe, lots of places in other places in Asia. And, you know, parang I just, but I wanna make, I guess, I just want Philippine, oh my God, this is gonna, it sounds so serious. But I just wanna make our art forms known, I guess. Gets me? Because, you know, like, look at this high-end fashion brand, yung Jacquemus, diba? Meron silang, he like makes this really pretty na woven bags. And it's like a luxury brand almost. And if it isn't already. And, you know, a lot of people like it. So why can't it be the same for our hand-woven products? And also, like, supporting local communities, like, does that not sound so nice? Parang,
yeah.
You can, it's our pride, you know? And, like, yeah. There's so many talented people out there that not a lot of people know about. And it's just a little sad thinking about that. Kasi, like, not a lot of people know how to do this, and especially at their level of skill. Like, if you see, like, rattan bags and, like, rattan furniture, yung mga ganun, if you, like, actually look at it, you look at it, and then, I don't know, I just get mesmerized by it. Kasi parang, how do you even do that with your hands? With your hands, especially, totoo. Like, think about it, diba?
Right. The hard diba? Work. It's so amazing. But the talent, like, it really has to be known. I mean, kailangan maging international taga siya for people to actually appreciate the work, the hard work. Yeah, I like that. I like your goal in the future, yung aim mo with your brand. And with you starting your brand, like in the pandemic and even before, what is yung pinaka-important characteristic na siguro na na figure out mo in becoming a business owner?
Sorry, yung wifi ko. Pakiulit isa.
It's okay. Yung question... No, it's fine. Yung question ko lang is, yun nga, you were able to grow your business in the before the pandemic and even now during the pandemic. So, I'd like to ask kung ano yung most important characteristic na na-figure out mo while coming up with this business?
What do you mean? Like, how as a person or like business mismo?
Siguro as a person and as a business owner. Yung pinaka-important characteristic na figure out.
Okay. I think as a person talaga, it's the value of perseverance. Kasi parang, I didn't realize how hard it actually was. I mean, we're in a pandemic. Of course, it's gonna be like 99 times harder for everyone. Kasi everyone's struggling talaga. Everyone's affected by it. Some more than others. But, yun, it really is just about perseverance and imagining where you want to be and actually making the effort to be there. Because, you know, not everyone has the same opportunities. Some will have to work harder than others. And for me, I guess I had the privilege of having like a big network, especially with Ma and Dad. But I also had to do things on my own, and they took a long time. Like I was supposed to launch Cal like a year ago, not even during the pandemic. Oh my God, I'm stuck in 2020. I meant 2019. I was supposed to launch in 2019, but look, I launched a year later. So you know, not everything's gonna be perfect, but because wanted to get where I am right now so bad, parang it just fueled me, I guess, to keep on working even though there were like a ton of obstacles and stuff. And I guess as a business owner, I think it's important to how do I it's important to have an intention with your business. Kasi for me, I have the intention of helping local communities and bringing, like, shedding more light on local artisans, yung mga weavers, yung mga the people who do handicrafts. And I guess that's the more important ano talaga. Kasi it's also a factor that people consider. And I mean, I feel like I do. Kasi parang I look at stuff and I'm like, because I'm buying with intention, of course. So of course, you should be selling with intention also. And like, that will help you like figure out like which kind of people you want to target. What market do you want to have? Because, you know, you can't sell to everyone. And I realized that like also, because parang, you know, my bags, they may be a little higher priced, but that's what it is. Because we got so used to parang seeing local as inferior to like international brands. And you know, I wanna help, especially like aside from helping the local communities mismo, there are a lot of people also who are trying to do the same, who are trying to support the same local communities and are doing like yung mga local businesses, di ba, may support local na hashtag, tas yung mga sustainable brands to do ethical clothing and stuff. And you know, we're all trying to do the same, to bring more light to our local products. So I guess yun, you just have to have an intention kasi it'll help you like achieve everything else talaga. So yun.
Yeah, I love that. And I want to ask also, what is your favorite thing about doing this business? Siguro aside from you're supporting these local communities. Ano yung favorite thing mo with Kyle the Brand?
I think it's having my own. Kasi parang ever since I was this really, my God, I'm just complimenting myself here. I was very creative, I guess, before. And I like creating things talaga. Like, I went to SOA in Makati. I did like fashion classes. I did interior design. And I remember having so much fun. And I like, especially nung sa fashion one, I was with Miss Gabby Serenas. I don't know if the people who are listening know her, but she's amazing. And her clothes are like super nice. And her talaga, like, you can tell that it's very Filipino. Kasi parang, it's traditional mixed with contemporary. Tas it's very, her, what she makes, it's like, very beautiful talaga. And, you know, so yun, I guess, cause like, especially like, yung mga bags ko ngayon, the ones that I'm selling, like, I designed them. And it's so much fun seeing, like, people, like, find them pretty and stuff and even buy them. So, I guess yun, it's just having my own and having that freedom to do what you want with it and express yourself through it, especially.
Wow. Okay, okay, mag-e-end na tong ano episode natin. So, for your ending question, the last question, Callie, what is your advice or are your advice for those who want to, you know, start building their own business, especially ngayon sa pandemic or especially sa mga youth, yung mga people our age, 16, 17, 18, ayun, ano yung advice mo for them?
Thank you for that question. I guess, you know, like I've said before, talaga, like, I feel like all the pieces of advice that I give, they're all super cliche. But, you know, they're cliche for a reason talaga. I used to super hate cliches. But now that I'm experiencing them, I'm like, oh, okay, gets. Parang totoo pala sila. So, yun, I just wanna say for anyone who wants to start a business, especially if you're as young as me and during this time, during the pandemic, don't be afraid of rejection. Because I feel like, I mean, pretty sure that the most of us have dealt with rejection naman before. It may be like big or small, but I feel like I've learned to accept rejection the way that it is. Kasi parang, I used to be super, like, hurt talaga if I get rejected in any way. Like, as in, like, dinibdibin ko talaga. And that was bad, I know. But, you know, I was young then. And, but now that I'm, like, talking to adults, especially in, like, the business world, and, you know, rejection helped me so much. Kasi parang, like, example, I've been rejected by a lot of, like, companies for my products, but it helped me find the right one in the end. And people are loving my product, and so that means, like, it was good. So I guess, don't stop at rejection or failure, I guess, any kind of failure. Parang, it's super cliche. I'm probably sure that you've heard this a lot of times, but, like, take it from me, it will never stop. Parang, at some point, I even had rejections coming at me like every day for a good 2 months or something. But I felt super bummed. But, you know, it's nothing but something that will just make you stronger, I guess. As a person or as a business owner or as anything really, parang we should come to terms with being rejected. But you just have to deal with it, you know. Deal with it and move on. Super blunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that advice, Kali. Yeah, it sounds cliche nga, pero yun nga, what you said, it's cliche for a reason. And it's life. Yeah, you really will experience that no matter what. So even in my podcast, of course, I've handled the rejections then, and I'm a competitive person then, so I want everything done na talaga, but then it's not like that, and I learned it.
Yeah.
I learned how to deal with that stuff also. So yeah, thank you for this, Kali. I really learned a lot from you, Lisa, and your journey. What a wonderful journey. Wow. And before I really end this, is there anything you'd like to promote, anything? Where can we find you? Go ahead.
So I'm Kali Ami, just Kali Ami on Instagram. And also you can find Gal the Brand on Instagram, Facebook, and also on the World Wide Web on galthebrand.com. And also support the Filipina journey. I love Isa and her podcast. And I love it talaga. You learn so much, you'll relate a lot, and it's just a beautiful thing. So go support us, go support us and everyone out there. Good luck with everything if you're listening to this as a business owner or anything. I believe in you. Good luck. You can do it.
Yay. Thank you so much, Kali.
Thank you, Lisa.
I freaking love you so much. Please support your brand. Yeah, and see you soon. Yeah, COVID. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Filipina Journey, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Spotify to get updated whenever we post a new episode. If you have any questions and or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through our social media platforms. That will be it for today, and have a wonderful journey ahead.